brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, coming up a little bit later in the broadcast today on this live Wednesday edition, the 27th day of July 2005... Hiroshima bomb may have carried a hidden agenda. The U.S. decision to drop atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945 was meant to kickstart the Cold War rather than end the Second World War, according to two nuclear historians who say they have new evidence backing the controversial theory. Well, I already read that as a fact. I mean, that's even been on the History Channel. And I'm not saying everything on the History Channel is fact, but they do have the documents. That was years ago that the Japanese, a month before, unconditionally surrendered. And our government would not respond to their overtures and went ahead and A-bombed them to, the media said, to scare the Russians, but it came out it was to actually start an arms race. Oh, yeah. Military-industrial complex was taking over the entire economy, becoming very powerful. They didn't want the war to end. Got to have a new enemy. After all, our banks, along with London, helped put Lenin in and Stalin. So we're going to have a little party here. So that's coming up a little bit later with the Dr. Peter Kuznick, director of the Nuclear Studies Institute at American University in Washington, D.C. It was not just a war. It was a crime against humanity. And I know a lot of sickos out there like to talk about nuking children or A-bombing children. You lick your lips, you feel powerful. The globalists, if they don't care about Japanese children, they don't care about your children. They're pushing Ritalin and Prozac on. And they're putting sodium fluoride and stannous fluoride in their water. And they're giving them soft drinks and foods loaded with aspartame that causes leukemia. So shut up. Shut up! When somebody tries to surrender unconditionally, you don't drop A-bombs on them. All right, sorry. Sorry. All right, so that is... by the way, and then let all their general staff live and let the emperor get away with it. And the scientists that did biological testing on our troops, our government actually hired them and gave them laboratories. And, oh, you did a great thing. Oh, that's public. So I don't want to hear it, scum. I mean, if they'd have taken the whole Japanese leadership and hung them high, that'd be fine with me. But you don't A-bomb innocent people. All right, now I'm ranting. I'm ranting. I'm just so many people. I hear them on talk radio and reading news articles. Good thing we A-bombed them Japs. Saved hundreds of thousands of American lives. They was preparing to defend the mainland. No, they'd unconditionally transmitted that they would surrender. Unconditionally. Oh, well, we'll just begging on your knees. Here, well, let us A-bomb two non-military cities. By the way, those were the cities that have been deemed safe, non-military, where everybody sent their children and families, just like some of the cities that were bombed in Deutschland. The same M.O. over and over again. U.S. reviews Mexico travel warning as killings mount. Yes, they've renewed the travel warning, and what's interesting is this travel warning actually made the news. It is now as dangerous as going to Israel or South Africa. I don't recommend getting near the Texas border. Hundreds dead, including five police on our side. The last 2 weeks, five on their side. Absolute bedlam. I mean, it's unbelievable. Hundreds of Americans have been kidnapped. It is totally out of control. And, wow, the travel advisory actually made the newswire. The border is wide open, and the Border Patrol has been ordered not to shoot back. We are actually under military attack right now.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now 8 minutes and 27 seconds, second segment into this Wednesday transmission against the New World Order. The forces of global slave state that are being constructed. Coming up in about an hour, we're going to be talking to a guest who has now discovered even more documents. The New Scientist picked up on this back on Friday. But the Japanese had surrendered, and they were just A-bombed to actually start a weapons race with the Soviets and a Cold War. No kidding. Also, all over the United States, as children prepare in the next month to go back to their government training camps and their private schools as well that are becoming federally regulated and mandated and manipulated, there are TV reports all over the country. They're all almost identical, word for word, just a different news talking head, saying it's the law, you've got to take shots. It's the law, you've got to take your injections. And you know, we played the clips many times from last year where local CBS News reported mercury is nutritious and good for you. It helps your brain. A new study finds, yes, a new federally paid for study. Mercury's good for your brain. We have that audio and video link on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and an article we just posted on InfoWars.com. Schools lie to parents and children, say vaccinations are mandatory. And, boy, it's really heating up. Last night on TV and on the radio this morning and in the newspaper, it's the law. You could be arrested. You've got to give your children the shots. If they don't take the shots, this has been on the news, then they'll be truant, and then you and your children will be arrested. What? And they never tell you there's no law, you have to be vaccinated. There's a interdepartmental state regulation. This is the same for all 50 states. And they ask you to give them a waiver form. But see, they don't even tell you there's a waiver form. They just say, it's the law, you've got to do it, or you'll be arrested. And then if you happen to know about the waiver form, let me just tell you, that they've been told they've got to get that. There's no law, you've even got to have that. Because there is no law, you've got to take the shots. So we're going to get into that and also get into our little audio vault and play that clip one more time. It's got to be the all-time most out-of-control clip, and people, every time I mention it without playing it, don't believe that I have that clip. They don't believe that I actually, and by the way, that day that we saw the clip, I got home at night after I aired the clip on my TV show, and I typed in their headline, and it popped up on hundreds of CBS TV affiliates from Albuquerque, New Mexico, to, you know, upstate New York, to Pensacola, Florida. CBS everywhere have the same. So what they do is a lot of their newscasts are packaged. That is, like, say, their Health Watch. And it's the same for ABC and Fox and all of them. And even the cities that have CNN affiliates. Austin even has a CNN affiliate. And I've talked to the employees of these places. Most of what they get are canned news feeds with video images. So it's you know, very, it's good for them because they have limited staff and they're lazy and it's all packaged. So they send them a limited news feed that they then cut in live and talk over, reading off a teleprompter script that was also emailed to them along with the newscast that was satellited down to them. And so all over the country, people heard the exact same thing, but with the local flair. And oh, and studies show people trust local news many times more than they trust national news. National news, people know, is propaganda. It's lost almost all credibility. But local news still has that credibility, and we have to discredit that credibility. That is very important. Now, there still are a lot of original reports done by local news, original crime investigations or corruption investigations or local news, where you got real reporters out doing news. But notice, that's been relegated to 3 or 4 minutes per 30-minute newscast now. That's been cut way down. And they're laying more and more people off, where more and more of it is just canned, regurgitated. So be sure and support local newscasts that are local. All right. I'm diatribing now about the media, but this is very important. So I wrote a little article this morning, and we'll get to it. Of course, U.S. renews Mexico travel warning as killings mount. Now, no one talked about, except for the Brownsville paper and a few Arizona papers, about a federal travel advisory, State Department advisory, for South Texas and Southern Arizona. Now, you wonder why the Minutemen are so upset. I mean, they're robbed, they're killed, they're raped, their homes are burned down. Police are killed on a monthly basis. Feds are killed. I mean, the poor Mexicans sneaking across are literally fed on by the smugglers and coyotes. I mean, there are dead bodies all over the place. I mean, just hundreds of dead bodies a year found. And the media spins it as, oh, they died in the heat. And then a minor footnote with stab wounds or bullet holes in them. You know, or they've been robbed and beaten up and then died of exposure. I mean, folks, it's hellish. Listen, we got local newscasts, again, breaking the national news monopoly. One of them's a local newscast from Laredo, and it's the people begging. Everyone's moving out. It's a big town. No one is there to buy the goods. I mean, I've gone there many times as a tourist growing up. No one is coming down there. They got big high-rise, you know, 15-story hotels. Nobody's in them. It shows it. It's a ghost town. Because every day they're machine-gunning people. They're killing people. And who are they? They are Los Zetas and the gangs that work for them. They work for the CIA. They were trained by the U.S. government. It's mainstream news. And they're out killing. You see, cocaine and heroin prices have gone way down. And the globalists are angry. They're losing control of their monopoly. And just like De Beers, owned by the Oppenheimers with diamonds, they brag about how they hire, you know, 1,000-man merc armies who'll go into Sierra Leone. Well, they'll go into Africa, and they'll just start killing everybody. They'll go into the little private mines that have set up shop on private property, and they'll just kill everybody, and nobody enforces it, and it'll be a little BBC article, or they'll brag in the New Yorker magazine about it, the April issue back in 2000. I'll never forget that article. And that's the same thing. You know, they got private mercs. Well, our government now has over 1,000 killer Mexican commandos, and they're just having a good old time. And they'll come across the U.S. border. They will grab hundreds of American citizens who are drug dealers. They will grab their families if the drug dealers, if they're not able to get them, women and children. They'll put them in big bivouacs inside courtyards. They'll execute them. They'll kill them. Mexican troops occasionally, because of big protest, our media will keep it quiet, will go in and try to save them. There's mass killings. I mean, folks, imagine if Muslims, you know, were kidnapping in the last 2 months over 100 American citizens. It's over 100. I have the articles right here. You imagine the news? Al-Qaeda's got 100 of our people held hostage. Continual 24-hour coverage. Dun, dun, dun. Fox, you can trust. Yeah. Fighting for America. Give your rights up. Get searched today. But no. Literally, Sean Hannity, we all need to be searched. I feel good being searched every newscast. Being searched is good. I love being searched. It's incredible to be searched. It's so fun to be searched. Giving up our rights is good. Implantable microchips is wonderful. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda is going to kill us any minute, but this is going on. So this is Reuters. U.S. reviews, renews Mexico travel warnings whose killings mount. The United States renewed a travel warning on Tuesday for U.S. citizens crossing the border into Mexico, noting more than 100 murders had occurred in the border region since June. Now, again, I've been announcing that 100 number for about a month or two, and I got emails going, where's your proof, where's your proof? Well, read the news articles. We post like 60 articles a day on InfoWars, about 30 articles a day on Prison Planet. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to spoon to hand deliver it to you, but here's Reuters today. And if you can't find it, then I'm sorry. The U.S. ambassador in Mexico, Tony Garza, said that with violence showing no sign of abating, the travel warning issued twice by Washington since the start of the year had been extended and would be renewed as necessary. And by the way, there are now 8 towns flying Mexican flags. English is not allowed. Whites have been forcibly, and blacks as well, have been forcibly thrown out. Homes have been burned down. Oh, that's been in the South Texas newspapers. You'll never hear it on national news. Can you imagine if whites were running blacks out of towns? How big a news story that would be? 8 towns fly the Mexican flag, no English allowed, and the federal government loves it. It's part of the breakdown of this country. 18 Nuevo León policemen were killed this year, including 8 in July. I'm sorry, I said 5. There's been a few more. Sorry. See, it's worse than I said. I'm sorry. These disturbing reports make clear that Mexico needs to do much more to bring safety and security to our common border. And, of course, there's no mention of 5 dead cops on our side in the last 2 months. Mexico, see, this is sick. Mexico, which has rejected angrily the previous travel alerts and accused Washington of interfering in its business, retorted with a short statement saying it was continuing its efforts to fight organized crime. As it was reiterated on various occasions, the government maintains a constant fight against organized crime and is undertaking a series of actions to quell violence on the border, the foreign ministry said in a short statement. Folks, it is Vicente Fox working for the U.S. government with his troops going after drug dealers that are not paying their cut. And most of the violence is our own government people. This is admitted. Killing. And you're going to see drug prices go up. I mean, they are really moving hard. The Bush crime family and their big banker owners are hitting them hard. All over the Southwest. They're blowing cars up in Dallas, machine gunning people in San Antonio, slitting throats, Columbia neckties in Houston, murders right here in Austin, back of the paper. I mean, we got cars blowing up, folks, okay? And you'll never hear it in the national news. We're not kidding about this. This is hardcore.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul taste like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver disease since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Flying the Mexican flag. That's been going on for about 7 years. Now it's up to 8 towns. No English allowed in the court proceedings. These are good-sized towns. El Chenizo was the first 7 years ago to do it. We've got Mexican troops running around slaughtering people. We have the Las Zetas, admittedly trained by the U.S. government, expanding their numbers at training camps in South Texas with CIA merc types down there training them. They're running around killing all their competition. It's a reign of terror. We have our government hiring masses of Latin Americans led by former death squad commanders thousands of them leading the attacks and the torture and the arrest behind their black mask in Iraq. That's admitted. Our government hires mercs. And then 20-plus percent of our official U.S. Army ground troops in Baghdad, in Iraq, are Mexican, who weren't even American citizens, who instantly got green cards when they joined the Marines or the Army, and now after a three-year stint, they become citizens. You know what it means when your government has a large portion of its soldiers being foreign? That's pure empire, folks. Literal foreign armies. This is so sick. And the globalists are moving almost all our assets, our money, our currency. The elite have decided America isn't a safe place to have their money. It's moving to China. The factories already moved there. The industrial base is moving there. Even weapons production is moving there. And by the way, the biggest exodus ever of Jews is now taking place out of the United States to Europe and Israel. Israel is now the biggest concentration of Jews in the world. That number just changed from America to Israel. 30-plus thousand have left just in the last few months. Why are they leaving the United States? So this is what's going on to our country, folks. And our government, our banks, pay for the La Reconquista movements. The Fortune 500 pays for it. They put these people into power. They do not represent most Hispanics. But the globalists want to break this country down with ethnic strife, and they're doing it. So travel advisory, the third one to be issued. And finally, it's in a major international newswire. But don't look for it on your nightly news. I mean, if you do see it on your nightly news, that is a first. And by the way, there should have always been a travel advisory. In the Yucatan area of the resorts in Mexico, they leave you alone because it's just such a cash cow. But on the Baja side, on the Pacific side, and up on the border, the entire border with Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California, folks, they will just, if you have a fender bender, they will rob you, they will steal your children, put them in an orphanage, and they will run a credit report on you, and if you've got $1 million, they're getting it all. And they'll suck your family dry. They'll say, $500,000, you go free. And then, oh, well, we want another $500,000. When we see your grandmother, we see that she is quite wealthy. Folks, I have family this has happened to. We're going to get that money. Do you understand us? A lot of times they invite hunters down, but then if everything isn't perfectly inspected and authorized, or like if there's one casing of a bullet that isn't been authorized, they take your truck, suck the money out of you. Construction workers go over there, you know, to advise them on certain specific stuff, and they'll find an old .22 shell under the seat. You know, who doesn't have that? And if you got guns, and boy, that's it, your life's over. By the way, they don't feed you unless your family has to physically come and feed you in the jail. Mexico's so good. It's so nice. Why is everybody coming up here then? Don't worry, we'll have Mordido and kickbacks and everything they got. It's already happening. Beak dipping. All of it. You want to live in a third world cesspool? Welcome to it. We're going to be it. And so imagine. You know, we are 290-something million Americans. So hundreds of dead and dozens of dead police in the last year. 5 dead U.S. police in the last few months. But 18 dead on their side in the last few months of police. If they just don't report on it, you don't care. But man, cops are all jittery right now at 7-Elevens looking at you when you walk in. They're all in fear all over the country. Checkpoints everywhere. 55 people died from bombs in England. Oh, we've got to flush the whole Bill of Rights down the toilet. Hundreds dead from Mexican troops. And that's just the last few months. Minor news. Out of sight, out of mind. Out of sight, out of mind. Can you imagine? You know what? It could even, if real Muslim terrorists even took people hostage, I think they could even keep that quiet and just kind of, well, yeah, but it's no big deal. Let's move on to something else. Because, again, they don't want to control the borders. They just ignore it. 2,000 less border patrol on the southern border than there were on 9/11. Official government documents. It's admitted. We'll be right back with other vital news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. 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 Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Transcripts were created and published by the Associated Press and others when the Transportation Secretary Mineta, when he talked about how there was a stand down and an order, and the order stood. We know what that order was, just to stand down. And then C-SPAN claimed that all of their systems malfunctioned, and they would not sell the tape of that. Well, of course, there are dub houses here in Austin. They're called Teleclips. They tape all the cable and TV, and there were outfits that had taped it, so people were able to get copies of it. I never spent the time or money to get it. We knew he said it. But that has been done, and the clip is out, and it is on PrisonPlanet.com of that. We're going to play that coming up after some calls. A bunch of new London bombing developments. There's just so much today. I mean, I was sitting there reading all the news last night and this morning, and I said, man, I got to cover all this tomorrow. There's no way I can, not cover, some of this news, because it's all so important. So Regina and Wolfgang and Dana and Chris and Robert and everybody, your calls are coming up. Toll-free number to join us. Always good to give the number out, get some new callers. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But I almost got up this morning, even earlier, and you know, just get ready for the show at 4 a.m. so I could get in the car at 8 o'clock and already be done, get ready for the broadcast, and drive down to Zilker Park in downtown Austin and videotape just mass mind control in action, mass criminality in action. Really, it's criminal. Mass corruption in action, mass mind control in action. And you know what? I just said, hey, I'm about to go out of town, and I got too much going on, and I'm tired of having black circles around my eyes. I'll just write an article about it and link to some of the news stories about it. It had been great video, and, you know, I asked somebody last night to go do it for me. Oh, my camera's broken, which I understand. You know what? Just fine. I don't even want to be around it. It made for great video to wake folks up, but I can't do it all anymore. And I'm going to do as much as I can, but I need more support so I can get more people that work for me, because we're all tied down. We're all working. Well, my normal employees work about 12 hours a day. I work really 18 hours a day. It's out of control. A few months ago, I was only working 12 hours a day or so, you know, slowed down a little bit, but I've sped back up. And you know, I get very frustrated, very angry at myself. I can't do it all. Then I kind of spin out of control. You've heard me do that on air, where I just start ranting and reading real fast and, you know, covering a bunch of stuff, because it's like that game Missile Command. Remember that old 70s video game where the missiles are coming at your bases, at your cities, and you're trying to block them all and shoot them all down? You know, I feel like I'm in the, you know, highest levels of Missile Command. You know, and the missiles are coming so fast, you can't stop them all, and you're just, you know, you're in the zone trying to cover it all, trying to be able just to mention it all, but at the same time, if you don't detail each article, if you don't give people news behind the news of each article, then it doesn't make any sense to people and doesn't have any effect and doesn't shift paradigms. So you know what? I'm not going to feel bad anymore. I'm going to cover what I can cover, I'm going to do what I can do, and that's it. It's up to you to be leaders and do what you can do. But before I get to this article that I wrote this morning with a bunch of links, and I'll tell you what the mind control was and is going on in your area right now, guaranteed, and it'll be totally identical. You know, in its mode of operation, you might want to fight it. I mean, you should be so angry about this when you hear about it. I know I am. I mean, I physically get red in the face when I've seen these newscasts and listen to it on the radio. The smirking, the script they're reading off of. It makes me mad, folks, because they're hurting people. But before I get into that, if you do want to support us, if you do want us to be able to do more and cover more and post more videos and audio and do an even better job and make better films and get more done, they'll even have roving reporters, so I don't have to always go places. And so I don't always have to, you know, basically, you know, beat myself up against a brick wall to do everything. But literally not sleep sometimes for 2 days. But, you know, it gets the job done. So I can work smarter and, you know, and have more time to promote the films, which then reach people and have a bigger effect. Please get Martial Law, get Road to Tyranny, get Matrix of Evil, get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, get other videos I carry, like Innocence Betrayed by the JPFO, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, their incredible video exposing gun control. It comes with 3 free booklets when you get a copy. Get the new film that's out that's excellent, Beyond Treason, that we carry, that covers chemical and biological testing on our troops, killing them by design by our government. Get all the books and videos we carry, because they're powerful, they wake people up, they're informative, but also because it supports what we're doing. Not just the GCN Radio Network, you know, Alex Jones, you know, that's me, it's only Bob Dole. You know, Bob Dole, talking about myself in third person. You know, we need your support. The GCN Radio Network needs it, but also I need it so we can do more, folks. There's so much more we could do, really powerful stuff, but we need you to capitalize us and support us. So I'm not going to belabor this much more. Just go to InfoWars.com. How you donate, how you support is simply by getting the videos. It's simple. You know, take advantage of some of the 9/11 packages we've got, upwards of 75% off. You know, videos for $5.95 a piece when you get multiple copies. There's a lot of different specials and deals up there. Infowars.com, the safe, secure shopping cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.com, order via the safe, secure shopping cart there. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you want a hard copy, go to Infowars and watch clips and look at the specials and order there. If you want to watch on PrisonPlanet.tv instantly, get your 15 cent a day monthly or yearly subscriptions. All my films, my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, dozens of other films have been authorized to post. PrisonPlanet.tv. Buy somebody a gift subscription, a monthly subscription, a trial subscription, $5.95. Please take advantage of it, because if it wasn't for PrisonPlanet.tv, we wouldn't even have these websites right now. Expenses are just too great. You know, three webmasters, and another part-time webmaster, and then the four servers and all of it. Again, I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here, folks. It's just, it's important. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It's up to you, folks. The ball's in your court. You know, we fight harder and work harder than anybody else out there. That's on the record. And we need your support. And these videos are waking people up. Get them and make copies. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Here's the article, and then I'm going to go to your calls, and then the Mineta clip. Out of the old memory hole. Schools lie to parents and children, say vaccinations are mandatory. Immunizations are mandatory. All over the country, every year, it's the same. Take your vaccines. The list of which they claim is mandatory, now reaching 39 different injections, some of them combo shots. This is all a lie. There has never been a law that you have to be vaccinated to go to public schools. They have policies that have been deceptively written up by the federal government masquerading as law. They are color of law. They are frauds. I wrote this in about 4 minutes. I hope my webmaster read it for typos. That's how busy I am. I wish I could write real articles. I wrote this in like 3 or 4 minutes, folks. It's a lot longer. For the last 3 years, the country, typo right there, marks mid-summer. See why I'm frustrated? I'm just so I'm letting you into my mind right now, folks, why I get so angry. For the last 3 years, the country marks mid-summer by the start of an ominous drumbeat. It's on the radio. It covers the front pages of the newspapers. Announcements festoon public parks and swimming pools. In Austin, Texas alone, there are dozens of television reports telling you of free vaccination clinics in public parks and gymnasiums, warning you that your children must be vaccinated or you could be arrested. 5 years ago, the public was not subjected to this propaganda bombardment. Why? Because 5 years ago, 95% of the country was vaccinating their children. Today, the number has fallen to 65%, and the bottom is nowhere in sight. People are waking up. People have gotten wise to the fact that vaccines are contaminated with DNA fragments, viruses, fungus, mercury, and a cocktail of other poisonous toxins. Fleets of reputable studies have been published globally detailing the wide swath of destruction caused by vaccines. So now the establishment is on the offensive. Big Pharma is one of the big businesses. Again, Big Pharma is one of the biggest businesses in the world. Typo number two. I literally was writing this while I was eating breakfast real fast. It is among the top three purchasers of advertisement in print, TV, and radio, and has major pull. You do not have to vaccinate your children. You do not have to get the affidavit. The schools have been trained via color of law that they have to have it. In the 03 legislative session in Texas, we were forced to get a law passed stating that it is illegal for health departments to claim that it is the law that you must have a vaccination in order to attend school. All over the country, the propaganda is identical. Here in Austin, they've even run newscasts saying mercury is good for children. And in case you don't believe me, go ahead and roll that now. Here it is, folks, from last year.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
And it goes on. So all over the country, the propaganda is identical. Here in Austin, they've run a newscast saying mercury is good for children. There seems to be no end to the brazen fabrications we are subjected to. It's time to get angry, spread the word, and demand retractions from your local media. Bottom line, it is illegal to tell someone that they are breaking the law when they are not. Bottom line, it is illegal to tell someone that they are breaking the law when it's not illegal. It's called coercion. It's called official oppression. It's called racketeering. It's called tyranny. And what made me so mad, I heard it on the radio this morning on KUT, the big public radio propaganda neocon channel, was on local TV last night. Hey, get your face painted up like a clown for free. But it's the law. You've got to go get your shots. No school. You could get in trouble. Go to Zilker Park this morning. It's so fun. Get your shots and all. And you know, they'll have gymnasiums set up like they did last year, days before school. You got to go. You'll be arrested. Your parents will go to jail. You've got to have shots. And there's no law. You don't have to have the waiver, folks. 2 years ago, we had to get a law passed, as we said in the article, in that abomination of an article. Why do I even write an article in 3-4 minutes and then post it when it's got all that in it? Do me a favor. Call my office and tell them to go in and fix all the typos. Please. Please. Please, do me a favor, Stephanie, right now. Call my office, home office, 5 times if need be, till somebody gets on the line and tell them this thing looks like it was written by somebody who'd had a lobotomy. Thank you. And again, that's because I've got to leave to get to the studio, and I literally hammered it out and just left. And then again, that gets back to what I was talking about with frustration. But under it, we have all the links to the state law, the links to KVUE, fear-mongering, saying it's the law, stories around the country where they're fear-mongering, just to show it's a national, international thing they're doing. We have all that evidence there. And I told my webmasters, too, to add with the video, obviously you can't see it on radio, we have the video clip, too, on the website. Or just type into a search engine, PrisonPlanet.com, mercury's good for you, and you should get the page for the video clip right there. You want to actually see it, but it's in the article. So, I mean, it's not true. It's not the law, but they get on TV because Big Pharma is the biggest sponsor and basically is paying for all of this. It's propaganda placement. All over the country, the same script, the same order, the same lies, and they tell everybody it's the law and you've got to do it. And that makes me angry, folks. It makes me very, very upset. And they lie about the fact. They tell you they've taken mercury out of the vaccines. That is a lie. They have actually increased it many times. Whereas before, one shot was over the level, but just over the level of safe mercury. So you took a whole bunch, it detoxified you. Now, even the Associated Press, because sometimes they do report the truth, reported last year that, no, contrary to popular belief, for some reason it's been increased in the flu shots and others, MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, to 250 times safe level. So they've radically increased it. And the CDC documents were declassified 2 years ago. That is, Dan Burton's committee forcibly had them released under congressional order. They shouldn't have been classified to begin with, you know, vaccine patterns. And it was the CBC top guys, scientists, meeting in a big meeting, the big boardroom, going, it's deadly. We've brain damaged millions. We've got to cover it up. But I'm not giving it to my grandchildren. I'm telling my son, don't give it to my granddaughters. That's a quote, by the way. I'm not giving it to my grandchildren and my children. I'm telling them, don't take it. But we've got to cover this up. But again, they've got their bosses above them. They don't know why the vaccine companies do this. They do it to hurt you. You know, Aldous Huxley said Brave New World was what he'd been told they were going to do. And in that, they would brain damage the children at birth or even in the womb to make them stupid. People aren't as smart as they used to be, folks. It's not just that we're not getting as good an education. We're being dumbed down by design. I'm sorry if you can't handle the truth, folks, but I can handle it. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We'll get to your calls. It's just there's been so much to cover. Coming up, I'll play that Norma Mineta comment about Cheney and the stand down, the video that malfunctioned at C-SPAN, and then they said they didn't have a way to get it when they knew they had 100-plus different outlets they could have bought their own video back from, sold in their archives or put in their archives. We'll get to that. There's just so much. But we got a guest coming up in about 40 minutes. Very important guest. But right now, let me just say this. I mean, are you going to put up with the newscast, whether you live in Kentucky or Tennessee or Texas or Alabama or California, all over the country? Just do a Google search. It's the same thing. It's the law. No school, no shots, no school. Don't take shots. Go to jail. Articles will pop up. It's a fraud. It's not true. It's color of law. This government's so corrupt, folks, that even when it's not the law, they say it's the law. It's like these checkpoints and searching your vehicle. They go, well, we're allowed to do this. No, you're not. You're not allowed to search people on the buses. You're not allowed to search all the bags. You're just training us that we don't have these rights. While we've got bedlam and literal anarchy on the southern border, there's nothing being done about that. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I say a points up for your shirt. Politicians love to say disarm peasants, and I'm going to tie that in. I hope you're still selling that shirt.
We still have that shirt.
This thing with the Kodak's language being part of the CAFTA, that's another disarming. And I understand from listening to C-SPAN this morning, this may be upped up. The vote may be even today. So please, I'm begging people, call. That thing you were saying.
Well, I'm not just against CAFTA because of Codex.
I understand that, but I have...
The whole thing is Agenda 21, open
right.
Pan-American Union.
I'm
the whole thing is bad.
I'm not either, Alex, but there's a faction...
I know, but if you call up into Washington and argue with them, they'll just say it's not in there, even if you give them the subsection. It's bad because it merges our police and military, it merges our Social Security, it merges our databases, it merges our laws, it merges our ID cards. It's bad news for jobs.
Yeah, but Steve, you have to realize that they're being threatened down there that they won't get their highway funding or their bridge money. Now,
yeah,
figure...
Ron Paul's office talked about that Friday.
Right. So, the whole thing is, Alex, the section is in there. Section 6 of...
Well, I just said... I know. I didn't say the section wasn't there.
Okay. I agree with you. But, I'm feeling the same thing you are. When you stand up and you speak and you talk to people, they'll find every excuse not to call or not to understand what you're saying. So I think we really need to be praying for one another.
Well, it's simple, America. Everything you eat and do and the jobs you have is all going to be regulated by private boards that our government signs treaties with.
And you were talking about those Mexican, those towns down there where you're not allowed to speak anything but Mexican. And
you're not allowed to be white or black, okay?
Okay.
This is San Antonio Express News.
Under CAFTA, it contains provisions that judges could tell citizens of Alabama, Oregon, Maine, or any state to change their laws, and the federal government, our tax dollars again, would be obligated to step in and force the states to do it.
It's treaty obligations, everything, yes.
Right, and so there is a little opening down there on the China. They're having a battle over Phil English's bill. The AFL-CIO is against the Phil English bill. They said it doesn't do enough. Cardin was on the floor saying that he wants a full dialogue on China. We need to call, when we call, vote down CAFTA. CAFTA grants the foreign investors greater legal rights in the U.S. than our own American companies.
I hear you, Regina. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, folks know what NAFTA and CAFTA and the Free Trade Area of the Americas does. And people need to call Congress. But and I'm not saying it doesn't work, but at the same time, everybody calls and says, we don't want Patriot Act. They do it. Everybody calls and says, we don't want the national ID card. They do it. I mean, it's just... The dictatorship is forming right now, folks. I'm just not going to follow these laws.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Our